We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning the new Mishnah, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Hamagarish es Isha. Someone is married, talking about a Gedoyla here, and he's Megarish, his wife, and then he takes her back, Ve'chzira. You let her take back your wife that you divorced as long as she didn't marry someone else, and he returned her, and he didn't have children. Muteras Yavam. He dies. His wife is mutter to Yavam. And the Havamina would be that since it's a grusha sachiv, because at one point she was divorced from his brother, and grusha sachiv is aser, but here, since the mice right now, she remarried and she died, and the chiyav Yavam, even because not a grusha, here she died in this case, even though she's once a grusha, the mice since she died, it's fine. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser, that's also aser, we'll see the Gemara why. V'chein, ha-megarash esha Yavama, v'chzira, the same thing is true when it's a katana. Someone is married to a katana, gives her a get, takes her back, and then he dies. Rabbi Eliezer asks, I can ask what's the chiddush in Madoch in a case where it's a grushas achiv mid raisa. You're allowed to do yibum. Here it's only the rabbanon because the whole the yisayim is only married the rabbanon. What's the chiddush? So the Tiferes Yisrael says the chiddush is the Rabbi Eliezer oisa. Even here, was only the Rabbanon, Rabbi Eliezer holds also. That's the Chiddush of second case. And the third case, Ketana Shesia Avia Minis Garsha Ki Yisoy Mechayav. So you have a Ketana that got married off by her father. It's the Reis Digger marriage. Got married off to Reuven by her father. So Reuven's married to his Ketana Midaraisa, Minis Garsha. She got divorced. Once she gets divorced, so then she's out of her father's rishus now. Her father cannot marry her off again. That's the halacha. And then she gets married herself. Let's say her brother marries her off, whatever, or she marries himself. She's only still a ketana. Then Reuven took her back. Here you ask the yavam. Why? Very simple. Because she is a grushos achiv midaraisa, and she's not married again midaraisa to make yibum. So here, the kulia almoida will be usher to do yibum. Now Rashi here speaks out that who accepted the get. Rashi said v'kibul avia gita, which is very controversial. Rashi, pashtus she can mekabel her get herself since it's bal karchi. It don't really do das. Why did say avia mekabel and shalom? Even the father couldn't mekabel her get. It's a whole shalom execution. But just as kedayish to speak out the Rashi, but already the Rekvega raised told to the other Rashis in Shas that are steered to this Rashi and there's two shanis in Rashi kedushin. Like upon him. We have three cases in our Mishnah. We have a case, the regular case, where someone's married to his wife and gets divorced, they get remarried. The Diritz Machlaikis, a case where he's married to Yisayma, and they get remarried, and Diritz Machlaikis. And they have a Katana, they're the Kuli Am, it's also to the Yavam, because the second marriage is not the Raisa. Oma Eifa, Zok to Gemara, Oma Eifa, what's Pshan Rav Eliezer? Oma Eifa, my time on the Rab Eliezer, what's Pshan Rav Eliezer? Zok to Gemara, Hoyol Va'omdo Lov Sha'achas Bi'isura. The reason is, because Sha'achas, she was usher to the husband, to the brother. There was a certain period of time when she was usher to the brother, Medin Grushas Achiv. That means every time she's married to Shimon's brother, which is Reuven, technically she's also usher, so Eshes Ach. But as long as there's no children there, that Eshes Ach, Yeshle Heter, has a Heter. But once they get divorced, Grushas Achiv is usher, even with no children. So since it was 1 minute that was Aser, so there they stay Aser. Omar Leia Bon La Eifa, Shavan said to Eifa, that's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer. Yochi, Chalitza Namiloy Sabai. If that's the case, so you shouldn't need Chalitza. You should not need Chalitza because he's saying, we know, anytime someone's Aser, you know, Bisura, if there's an Iser, let's say it's an Erva, a Grusha's Achiv, there's no Yibum or Chalitza. So why here do you need Chalitza? We know here that you would need Chalitza. It doesn't say that's Mutl Shuk, it's Aser, it's Aser to Yibum. But Avada, there's a Din Chalitza, so what should I need Chalitza? Maybe you don't need. But Tanya, Mefurish, in a Bryce, Mishim Lezer, Imru Chalitza, you say you do need Chalitza. Elam Eifa, Rabbi Eliezer, lo yadana my time. Eifa came out, Yadon Obshan Rabbi Eliezer. I don't know Eliezer. Why? Because if it's Alvar, it's Omdlov Shachas Bisura, it should be Aser no matter what. And shouldn't have Chalitza either. So Teresi ni Chalitza, so why can't you do Yibam? So here's an Obshan. Comes Abai and says, Pshat. Oh, by Haini time with Rabbi Eliezer, Mesaf Galei, we are Mesupik Imisim Apelas in Asuim Harashainim Apilim. Which is a very interesting concept. Asurim Asherim Pashav learned Misa Mapalas means that Vashas, the last Misa, that's what, when the brother dies, that's what becomes Mutar to Yibum and the Chiv Yibum. But there is a Shita, Nesuin Rishonim Mapilim, which means that it's built into the first Nesuin, this Heter Yibum. And if it becomes Asa after that, that's problematic. In Misa Mapalas, Nesuin Rishonim Mapilim, in Misa Mapalas, Rami Karel Yibum, then there's Yibum over here. In Nesuin Rishonim Mapilim, then it comes out from between Nesuin Rishonim till now, there's a time when it was Asa, when she got divorced. What? Yeah. That won't be even. Even is only even starts from the Nesuin Rishonim. It has to be built into the first marriage between Leah and Reuven. It has to be built into that marriage. The had to even, and it's built in. And so if something gets disturbed over time, that disturbs this had to even. If there was a time when Zvushasach was Aser, that made it Aser. That's if you hold the Nesuin Rishonim Apilim. We actually have in Daf Yabez this idea of the Nesuin Rishonim Apilim, but there it wasn't the Nesuin Rishonim. There was a Pestaman Nesuin. It usually lost the Nesuin Rishonim, and it's after the Gimel. Taisus points out here it's the Nesuin Rishonim, even though it's two Nesuin. Nesuin Rishonim Apilim. Akaponim, that's the Pshat of Abaye, that's a Sophic, that's a Nichalitza. If you're on Nesuin Rishonim Apilim, you don't have a Nichalitza. If you're on Misa Palace, you can do Yibum. So what do you do here? I'm a Sophic. Therefore, you have Chalitza. It's a Sophic. Rav Amar, Loyom Shito Rav Eliezer, the Misa Palace. Avada, Rav Eliezer holds Misa Palace, and therefore you should be able to do Yibum. Miu, he has a Gzeira. Hakol Bekiim Begerishin, Ve'in Hakol Bekiim Bechazara. He says, not everyone knows about the Gerishin, because that has a coil. So the first time they got divorced, everyone heard about it. And now everyone knows that Reuven remarried Leah. And now, when Reuven dies, and Shimon's is marrying, doing Yibum, would do Yibum technically on Leah, everyone's going to say, oh, it's Grusha Zachim. They think that they got divorced, and then he died. They don't know about they came back. So afraid the Gemara, no, what do you mean? Adrava. Chazar, Kim, the Yosef, to say, it's Leikala. Everyone knows they're living together. Like, well, why shouldn't there be a call for that? So Gemara says, no, Mila Eskina and the Hadar Vu'urta of Shachar V'Tzafra. It's very possible sometimes the guy get remarried at night and the next morning he had a heart attack and died. So Akaponim, it's very possible something case to happen like that, people won't know about it. So once there's a Grusha, and everyone hears about Grusha because Gerishin Kala is Lula, like Rashi speaks out, so then we're worried that people are not going to know about the Chazara because that doesn't have a coil. They're not living together for a while, it's not going to have a coil, and then the people will think that you're marrying Grusha Zachar. That's the Gzera. So Rav Ashi didn't say another gzera, different pshat. So we have two pshat. Bai says Safik Misa Mapalas or Nesuin Rishonim Apilim. Rav says everyone knows Misa Mapalas. The shah is a gzera otu not going to know about the chazara. Rav Ashi on my new time of the Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer is the gzera. The goza hani mishum yisoyma b'chaya v'chzira. Like we spoke about in the Mishnah, there's a case where it's a kuliyam asa where there's a katana who gets married off by the father. There, Reuven's married to Leah the katana midaraisa. Reuven gives her a get. Once he gives her a get, her father can marry you off. She's still a katana, Reuven takes her back. Then Reuven dies. In this case, it's taka issa yibum. Because taka grusha zachiv. Because long as you do rabbanon. So here, this case will be a gzeira to that case. Rashi Amar, time of the Rabbi Yezer, goes, honey, mishum yishem, v'chayav, v'chzira. And therefore, it needs chalitza, because only gzeira the rabbanon. With the raisa, you have yibum. But it's a gzeira to that case. Hokin amistavra, megatoni seifa. What? You don't. That is only chalitza. There is takadoni chalitza. I think you don't need chalitza in that case. It's got lashon of Mishnah Suryav. I don't think you need chalitza in that case. Hoganami mistavra. Hoganami mistavra. Here's grusha zachar. Real grusha zachar. Hoganami mistavra. The Mitani Sefer. He says it's takah makes sense because Mitani Sefer katana shesia via miskarasha. If the father marries her off and she gets divorced, it's like a same. In the lifetime of the father, the chazira divrei kol she shul yavam. High mile of memory, pshita. Everyone chaps that. It's pashut. Since the father's no rishos and she's a ketana, the chazara is not a chazara. She's like a regular grusha. But what do you have to say in our mishnah? What's the point? Ella lav hakamash lon taima the rabbi Eliezer the gaza hanach mishum hay shma mino. The gzeira is because it is. That's why it's brought in our mishnah. Because that's a very simple halacha. So therefore it's brought down. Why? To tell us what pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. So that's it's mistav like Rav Ashi's pshat. Akaponim, those are the three pshatim in Rabbi Eliezer of the Mishnah. Tanya kavasei de Rav Ashi. We have a brisa that's like Rav Ashi. It says in the brisa, moidim chachamim Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim amoid Rabbi Eliezer. It's aser b'ketana shasiya via v'neskarsha. Harei kisoy mechaya av v'chzira. That in the case where the father marry off, She got divorced. She's Yisrael Mechayav. Vechzira. Reuven took her back. She stole a katana. Shasru Yavam Pen Shigurisha Gerishin Gemurim. The Gerishin is a real Gerishin. Vechazarosa Chazar Gemura. V'medvar Amur. When is this true? Shigirish Shikatana. Vechzira Shikatana. That's only if she got divorced when she's a katana and he returned her when she's a katana. Avagir Shikatana. Vechzira Shikadayla. But if Reuven took her back when she's a katana, Inami Vechzira Shikatana. Vegodla Etzloi. And she became a godel etzloi, and Rashi speaks out that there was a bir rishoyna l'shem kedushin. So then oichel etzis oy mesiyah bemes, because then ataka yav chalisa miyus bemes. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer oy meruchel etzis oy mesiyah bemes duchalutza and no yibum. So what do you see? See in this brayis and mafurish that there's that moedim chacham le Rabbi Eliezer for that case, and in the other case the halach is chalitzas. So that's the raya to Rav Ashi's setup that you see that the brayta starts off with moedim at moedim to him. So that's what's the tiny kavas say. So Rashi speaks out because it says moedim chachamim l'Rabbi Yezza mechayav. So you see, Rabbi Yezza was talking about that. Why is it moedim Rabbi Yezza? What did God do Rabbi Yezza? This case. Terry says Rabbi Yezza said this case only to bring his halacha down. So he's saying moedim chachamim Rabbi Yezza that your halacha is true. I got to hold the gzera, but your halacha is true. So we have over here the cases of Fir Rabbi Eliezer that the case where someone was Megarash Isha v'chzira, right? So Materas Liyavam Leza Oisa. The regular case. What happens if Reuven has another wife who he didn't divorce and take back? The whole time. He's married to Bracha and to Leah. Bracha, he stayed married the whole time. Leah gave her a get and took her back. So we know Leah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is also. Is also because of a gzera. So what about, we had a mechlekes of Shara, Ashi says one gzera, Rav is a different din, and Rabbi is a different din. So what's the halacha of the tzara? Could bracha do yibum to Shimon or not? That's the more of Shaila. Boy, me, Rav and Rav Nachman. So Rav said, Omalei answered, he goof a gzera, vana nekim nigzah gzera l'gzera. She herself is also only because of a gzera. We make a gzera l'gzera. So Rashi learns, what's the gzeirah? That's what Rashi says. So that sounds good, right? Like Rashi. The only problem is, it's by Rava. Rava is the one talking over here. So Rava doesn't have this thing as a gzeirah. Rava's pshat was a different pshat. Not everyone's a bekiim in the chazara. That was Rava's pshat. So Tosfos on top of the Amud here points this out. He brings Pirish Bekuntus, Higu Gzeirah, Mishim Shem Chayav, Ein Ilari. The Rav Ashi would Amal Hai Taim Ilari Rava. So he says, you have to just tweak the pshat, that it means it's a gzeira shemba, that people are not going to know he came back. That's what it means. The whole thing's only a chashter abonon. It's only, so tzara is only gzeira, that's how he says. And then it's not really, the word gzeira doesn't fit in so gushmak. It's not really gzeira, but akaponim, he answered that the tzara is mutta. But break the marva, tanya, mishim rabbi liyezo, emru, he vitzirasa chalatzes. He and the tzara, both of them. So break the marva, first of all, he tzirasa chalakat aitach. Both of them don't chalitza. You never have to think they're both in the chalitza. Only one chalitza. But it says, one of them must be either she or the tzara gets chalitza. You see, you can't do yibum. So Gemara says, it's not a kasha. Why? You did a little surgery on this price. He said it means, you'll make it even better. He chalitzes. Tzarasa, tzarasa can do chalitza or yibum, and you get out of the kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Ad Khan, the Mishnah with the sugya with taking back a wife and the Gabi Yibam. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. We're going back to handling Tanais and Chareshois. Shnei Achim Mesun Shnei Achayis. You have two brothers married two sisters. Reuben and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Ktanais, they're both Ktana. Umeiz Baal Shachas, ma'am. One of them die. Halazu Teitze Mishnah Achayis Isha. The halacha is that if your wife's sister is married to your brother, so then the brother dies, there's no yibum. Why? Because it's an erva, it's a chois ishta. Here, they're both kedushin derabanan, so they're even. So even though your wife's only derabanan, but their wife's also only derabanan. So therefore, if he dies, there's no yibum whatsoever, it goes out erva. If they're both married to deaf women who are not considered ben das. What about gedoylo ktana? You have Reuben and Shimon married two sisters, gedoylo ktana. So Meis Bailash L'Ktana, if Reuven was married to the Ktana and Reuven dies, so the Ktana falls to Shimon, so Teitzeh Ktana Mishima Achayis Isha. The Ktana goes out because Achayis Isha. Because Shimon's married to his wife Midaraisa, and this Ktana, the Ktana who's married to Reuven Midarabanon is falling to him, boom, out. But now, in all the cases, the big shayla. Let's say Reuven was married to a gedoyla, and Shimon was married to a ketana, and Reuven dies. Now, Shimon is chayiv midaraisa on Yibum. His wife, who's a sister of that lady, is only a barndigger wife. What do you do here? Give me three different shitas. He says, you know what? We want Shimon to become the mitzvah the raisa of Yibum. We tell him, do me and let the wife, let your wife do me into you. She's out. She was never here, and now you can do Yibum. No problem. It's not a chayis ishtoy because there's never your wife. She's the me and ma'akad the sun la'afraya. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer. In me and Amina. If it's just me and you're right, you could do Yibum. But I'm live, she doesn't have to. She doesn't do me and. You can stay married. You can stay married. But and then I have to until she gets older. But Taitzah is Achayisha. And then the other one will go out automatically because of Achayisha. I tell me, just give her Chalitza. Just give her. The poor lady now, the Gdaila, has to wait until she gets older. She's 8 years old. Wait 4 years. You can't give her Chalitza because then it'll be Achayis Chalotzasa. And that's a problem. So you can't give her Chalitza. You don't. Because then your wife will be Achoyz Chalutzasa, the sister of your Chalutza, which is similar as Exera to Chayz Gurushasa. Oh, so his last day married to her is because Rav Gamliel holds Ein Zika. He holds Ein Zika. There's no, the Zika is not powerful enough to make any problems. So therefore, you wait till she comes a Gadol, you can stay married, and once she comes a Gadola, then automatically the other one will even will pop off. That's a Chayz Ishtar. So you stay married to your ketana, wait till she becomes a gedayla, and then the other one will fall off. And Rashi speaks out. So why don't you do chalitza? It says because achayis chalotzasa. So that's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, oy loyal ishtoy, oy loyal ish sachiv. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're supposed to be misrachik from mian. Which talk tomorrow we'll talk about this. You're supposed to be misrachik from doing mian. Mian is not a good idea. It's not something that's recommended. So you don't want to do mian. Okay, you don't want to do mian. So therefore, you can't stay married to your wife because he holds yes jiko. So you can't stay married to your wife. And so you have to give her a get. And then you also have to give the other one chalitza because then she is achoyis gerushasa. So you can't do anything. Your wife you can't keep because yes jiko. Let her do mian and marry a second one. He doesn't hold a mian. So you have to give her a get. Once you give your wife a get, the ketana, you can't do even a gedayla because the gedayla is achoyis gerushasa. So therefore, you get neither. You get neither. Not the yavam, not the yavama, and not the wife. Oylo ishtoy, oylo ish yisachiv. Moishish to beget, veishachiv vechalitza. You're left with nothing. So those are the three shittas. Rav Lezer says you do miyun, and then you do yibum. Rav Gamliel says, if you want, you could do that, but if not, you could wait, and then stay with your wife. You have to wait. The other lady has to wait till you know your wife grow up. Just wait how many years it is. Rav Yeshua says no. You give a get to your wife and a chalitza to that, and you're out from everything, and you can't stay married because of Zika.
Doesn't the Yibum
isn't the Raisa? Means
Raisa, yeah. Yibum cannot get a Rabbanon.
Right. What do you want? What's
How do you say that the Rabbanon says
not do Yibum? Yeah, he says not do it. Means not recommended. Don't do Yibum. Yeah, that's it. Right, the Mara Kasha. The Mara has a Kasha talking around Eliezer. But Eliezer says they do Mion or Mishari, but Tony Bak Kapara. La Ulam Yidbak Odom Shloisha Dvarim, Vistrachim Shloisha Dvarim. A person always should stick to three things and be Mirachim on three things. Yidbak Shloisha Dvarim, he should stick to three things, Bechalitza, he should always do Chalitza, Bemakam Yibum, Uvava Shalom, he should always run after peace, Uva Forest the Dharm. And he always should make sure, if he makes a nether, get rid of that nether right away. Go to Bezdin, go to Chacham, and get a Hataras Dvarim right away. V'yisrachik v'shoyz Dvarim, and keep away from three things. What are three things? Mina Mian, keep away from Mian, Umina Pekdoinus, keep away from a Pekadon, watching items for people, Umina Arvoinus, being an Arab. And then we'll explain every one of these six things. So the Kasha is, what's Rav Leah saying, do Mian, L'chair, he's just to keep away from Mian. And for the Gemara, Moishu's Teretz. Me and the mitzvah shiny. When it comes to a mitzvah, the raisa yibum, then me and a good idea. A vali not to do the me and. But when it comes to a mitzvah, me and the mitzvah shiny.